Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi. This is based on words of hesped given by Gaon Reb Moshe Shapiro Shlita in memory of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It was published in the Yeshua and Torah Journal, volume 15, on page 440. It says in the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Yud Zayin that you're mevatel Talmud Torah latzos hames. You're mevatel learning for a funeral. Gemara says b'amed dvarim amurim kishe'eni mo kol tzarcho, when the mace doesn't have all of his needs, but if he has all of his needs, you're not mevatel Torah for the funeral. And the Gemara says kama kol tzarcho Rav Sheshes v'sem Rabbi Yochanan Amar nitzilasa k'nisinasa, the taking of the Torah is like the giving of the Torah, just like the giving of the Torah was with 600,000. So to the taking of the Torah should be with 600,000. So if there are 600,000 people there, you don't have to go to the funeral. But if there are not 600,000 people there, then you should be mevatel Torah to attend the funeral. The Gemara continues and says that this is only referring to somebody who's learns Mikra and Mishnah, but somebody who teaches, there's no shir. So we see from this Gemara that the shir of people that have to go to a levaya are 600,000, because just like the taking of the Torah, the giving of the Torah was with 600,000, so to the taking of the Torah is with 600,000. So when this person dies, he has to have 600,000. So we have to understand, Bishlema, the giving of the Torah, there was Mamad Har Sinai, there was Kabbalah HaTorah. But when the Torah was taken away, what sort of avodah is there that people should be at the Levaya in order to be Mekayim the Netilasa? Even B'chol HaTorah Kula, we only find Hilchas Tzibur in the Mishnah and Brachos about Zimun, where it gives different numbers. Different numbers have a different nusach of Zimun. But there, the biggest number is Rebo, is 10,000. But Hilchas Tzibur of Shish and Rebo, we don't find anywhere that they all have to gather together in order to be Mekayim the Netilasa. So what's this? What's our chelik in this avoda called Netilasa? The taking away of the Torah, which requires 600,000 people. The Gra in a number of places explains that the death of a person, of a Jewish person, who is one of the Mekablei HaTorah, is besot shviras haluchos. And just like there, the ksav flew away, and the luchos were very difficult, heavy on the hands of Moshe, and he threw them and they were smashed. So too, whenever a neshama leaves a goof, that's the luchos. The goof is the luchos, and the neshama is the mekabel haTorah, somebody who learns Torah. And when the neshama leaves the goof, it's besod shviras haluchos. The goof is the luchos, the neshama is the mekabel haTorah. And therefore, when there's a histalkus of the neshama from the goof, that's besod. Now the luchos have been smashed, because there's no more makabel haTorah, and the goof is the makabel haTorah has been separated from the actual Torah. The neshama has been separated from the goof, and now the luchos are smashed. The first luchos gave us freedom from the malach hamavis, freedom from the yetzahara, freedom from all death. And whenever we have a death in this world, this misa is shviras haluchos. When the luchos were given, we were supposed to be free from death. And every time there's another misa of a mekabel haTorah, that is besot shviras haluchos. About shviras haluchos, says in Parashas Ekev, Etvos b'shnei luchos v'ashlicha mi'al shtei yodai v'ashabrim le'inechan. At the end of the Torah it says, le'inei kol Yisrael. So it says, I will grab the two luchos, I will throw them from my two hands, and I will smash them in front of, and I smash them in front of your eyes. At the end of the Torah it says, le'inei kol Yisrael. Rashi says, shenaso libo lishbor luchos le'ineim. He elevated his heart to break the luchos in front of the Jewish people. Shenamar v'ashabrim le'inechem, I will break them in front, I broke them in front of your eyes. V'skima das HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'daito. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to the das of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenamar asher shivarta yashar koch shavarta. It says, you broke, which can be read, asher shavarta yashar koch. I give you strength, I give you shkoich, that you broke the luchos. So we see that the ikar is not the etzem hashvira. It's the le'enei kol Yisrael. It's the va'ashabrim le'eneichem. As it says, shenaso libo lishbor luchos le'eneihem. He broke the luchos in front of their eyes. Shenemar va'ashabrim le'eneichem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to this. So just like it says in the previous pasuk in Parshas V'zos HaBracha, lo kam navi b'Yisrael, panim b'panim, ulchol amorah gadol. There was no navi like Moshe, and he was so great, etc. This shows how Nevuas Moshe was special. It was unlike the Nevuah of other Nevi'im. So too, the Le'enei Kol Yisrael was part of the difference between the Nevuas Moshe and the other Nevi'im. And that was what Maskim Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu Das Moshe. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Moshe. In Menachos, Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Madrega that when he broke the Luchos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding was higher, was more elevated than anybody else's. In Menachos it says that sometimes the Bittul Torah is the Kiyom HaTorah. Shenemar Asher Shavarta, Yashar Koach Shavarta. That Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos and Hashem says Yashar Koach. In other words, Shvirus HaLuchos is also a Mice of Torah. It's Kiyom HaTorah. Sometimes the Bittul of Torah is the Kiyom HaTorah. So the Shvirus HaLuchos was a Mice of Torah. And it was a Kiyom of Torah and Matan Torah. And if so, just like there was Matan Torah with Shleimus HaLuchos, so too there was a Maisa Shvira Le'inehem. That's part of Matan Torah. And this Matan Torah is the giving of Luchos Shvuros, just like there was a giving of Luchos Shleimos. Because Luchos, V'shivrei Luchos, Munachos Ba'aron. Both the Luchos and the broken Luchos were both put in the Aron. Ze Aron HaBris. That is the Aron HaBris, that the Torah can be found in two ways. The Kiyum of Torah of the actual Luchos, and then the Shivrei Luchos, which is also a Kiyum of Torah. Bitula Zeo Kiyum Asher Shavarta. That's another way that the Torah is in the Aron HaBris. They're the Luchos Shleimos, and then the Luchos of Bittul, that's also Matan Torah. And that's what the Torah says, V'ashabrim le'inechem. I broke it in front of your eyes. It should be in front of the eyes of the Mekabli HaTorah. In that way, they have to be Mekabli the Luchos. Just like they are Mamad Har Sinai, everybody sees the Kolos, V'ata Hares Aladah. So too, you saw the V'ashabrim le'inechem. This is also Torah. And that's the Limud that we learn from the Shishin Ribo that have to be Kinitilasa. When the Torah is taken, the sinasa kinetilasa, because the taking of the Torah of this tzaddik is the Torah of Shviras HaLuchos that requires the 600,000. Shmatan Torah was comprised of two parts. There was the giving, but then there was also the taking. The taking is the Shviras HaLuchos. So there have to be, when the Torah is taken away, just like at Shviras HaLuchos there is 600,000, so too when a person dies, which the Gra says is Besot Shviras HaLuchos, when a Makabel Torah dies, there also have to be 600,000, just like there was 600,000 in Matan Torah. That's the Shir of Kal Yisrael Makabli HaTorah. And anytime somebody learns Mikra and Mishnah and leaves the world, that's Matan Torah of Shviras HaLuchos Leinem Shel Shishin Ribo Shel Kal Yisrael. Now, we don't find in a Seif of a Tzibur, Mehilchus Tzibur, accepted Matan Torah. And this has to be whenever there's Shfiras Haluchas. The Matan Luchos was a one-time event, but Shviras HaLuchos occurs every time a Makabel Torah dies. There's a Torah of Shviras HaLuchos of Netilasa. When a Tzaddik dies, a Tzaddik like Shlomo Zalman dies, so that's a Shviras HaLuchos b'ofen Noah. And we have to learn. This is Vashabrein Leinechem. This is for all of Klal Yisrael to learn from. So we can explain this inyan based on what it says in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Amreish Lakish, Galui V'Yadul Lifnei Mishamar V'Yaholam Shasid Haman Lishkol Shkalam Al Yisrael. Lefika Chiktim Sheklaim Lishkalav. It was known in front of the one who said in the world was that Haman's going to weigh Shkalam against Yisrael, and therefore first it says the Shkalam of we that we give our Shkalam are Machzis Hashekel. Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then that beat the Shkalim of Haman. And that's what it says in the Mishnah, Be'achat Bardem Hashmiyam Al Hashkalim. Tosus he brings. Shamati Shasara Alfei Kikar Kesef Olin Chatzi Shekel Kol Echad Mi'Yisrael. Sheyushesh Mi'Yoselef Kishiyosu Mitzrayim V'omer Sheyitin Achashulach Hashverish Kol Pidyonim. So you heard that the 10,000 Kikar Kesef ends up being a half a shekel for every Jew, and there were 600,000 when they left Egypt, and ultimately the cheshbon of Tosfos is that the asara alafar, asara alfei kikar kesef, ends up being equaling a half a shekel per Jew, and he wanted to give to Achashverosh the pidyon to sort of buy all the Jews. Earlier on, it says, Amar Rav in the Gemara, Leka diyada lishna bishakaman. Nobody's lost in those lashon hara like Haman. Amar le, tanichlinu. Amar le, mistafina melahem, the levid bikidavid bikama. Haman said, let's destroy them. Achashverosh said, I'm afraid of their God. Amar le, so Haman said, yishena mena mitzvahs. Achashverosh said, I don't want their God to do me like he did to the guys before me. So Haman said, no, they're sleeping from the mitzvahs. Yeshna amecha, they're sleeping from the mitzvahs. Amar le, yisbu rabban, they're the rabbis. Amrlei am echodim, they're one nation. Shematom rakorcha niyosav machusecha. I am going to make a bald spot in your kingdom. There are going to be a lot of people missing from one spot. No, mefuzarim. Yesh na amachad mefuzarim. They're mefuzar, mefurd benam. They're spread around. You don't have to worry about it. Haman wanted to seduce the king that he should sell Klal Yisrael to him. As it says, kinim karnu aniva ami lahashmi laharogu laave. That was the mice in Mechira. And he said, don't worry about it, Haman. He said, they're Shainim and Amitzvahs, they're Mefuzar and Mefurid Bein Amim. In other words, Haman wanted to be a Makatrik. And he says, they're Mefuzar and Mefurid. So you can save La'avdam, and the Melechain Shavala Nicham, ki as Dosiyam Melechain Amosim. And the union is that when they're Mefuzar, they don't have a shame Tzibur. And if they weren't like that, they would have a shame Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and there would be no Kitrug against them. But now they're not a Tzibur, they're Yechidim, and that's the Etzim Amitzvah of Shkalim. That all the Yechidim are Mischaber, and then they have a shame Tzibur. And it's well known, the Ramban, at the beginning of Vayikra, that even if all of Klal Yisrael comes together to bring a carbon, it's not called a carbon Tzibur, it's only called a carbon Shutfin. And Karbanos Shel Tzibur are only those that come from the Trumas Halishka, from the Shkalim. That's a shame Vinyan Bifnei Atzmo, the shame Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, which is much more elevated than the Yechidim, that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. The Yechidim have to be Mischaber to Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Kisisis Rosh B'nai Yisrael, that the Kitruk of Yeshno Am Echad, Mufuzar Mufur, that were scattered around, leaves, was removed through Yikdumui Sheklam L'Shkalav. Through first we bring our Shkalav, and then that beats Haman's Shkalav. The Shkalav of Haman, where he wanted to sell Klal Yisrael, he wanted to buy Klal Yisrael from Achashverosh. So their Koach is only when we don't have a Torah Tzibur, only when we're Mufuzim Refurd Bein Amim and Yishenim and Amitzvahs, and it's not Shaykh to make a Tzibur from us. That's when the Shkalim of Haman come in. And the intention of Yikdim Ushiklayim L'Shkalav is that all the Yechidim should be Mischaber to a Klal and should be part of the Tzibur, and then they have no power over us. And And therefore, besides the parish of Shkalim that was said about the mitzvah of every year to give for Karbanos Tzibur, there's a special mitzvah in parish of Kisisa that when you count Klal Yisrael, there's an inyan of Machzis HaShekel to count through giving the Machzis HaShekel. Since you count, there's a sakana. And everybody gives a kofra lenafsho, Lashem bifkodosan, v'loya negev bifkodosan. So this is the kofra lenefesh. This gives us the special shmira. And the explanation is that when we're counted, we don't have a shem sivur anymore. Because Klal Yisrael is not just the sum of many individuals. And when you make the sum of many individuals, you took away the rosh of Klal Yisrael. You took away the shem sivur of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, you give machzis ha-shekel for korbanos tzibur mitzad minyan shel Klal Yisrael. The machzis ha-shekel is all of Klal Yisrael together. That's what makes the shame Klal Yisrael. Because when they give for the korbanos tzibur, we're all mischaber together, and that makes it tzibur. And therefore also when they're counted, this machzis ha-shekel is a special shmira. Because this brings us together as a tzibur, just like it does with korbanos tzibur. It says in Medrash Tanchumen, Kisisa, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Yashan Al Talmidim, Vayimisnam Nimim, Bikesh Lohorom, Amar Maisa Shield Ishachas, Bimitzrayim, Shishim Riba, Bakaris Echod, Amar Hamzu Yocheved, Shemosh Rabbeinu, Shishakul, Kenegat Shishim Riba, Vedivrecha. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was teaching Talmidim, and they were shluffing, and he wanted to wake them up. So he says there was a certain girl in Mitzrayim, and she gave birth to 600,000 kids in one shot. And the Talmud, like, what? And he said, yeah, it's Yocheved, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Shokul Keneged Shishim Riba. So what are Chazal trying to tell us with this story? So it says there, Amar Moshe Lef Nekal Dish Baruch Hu Kol Parashi Shal Torah Sheyachal Moshe Rabbeinu V'atara Nikros Torah Moshe V'al Parashi Zuh Mishini Meis En Ani Nifkad Amar Lekal Dish Baruch Hu Lo Ata Vilvad Ela B'chol Shana V'shana Ata Omid V'nosei Es Roshem Selo Namar Ela Kitisa Shezeh Aftocha Le'osid. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, all the parashas in the Torah are shaykh to me, and the Torah is called Toras Moshe, but this parasha, when I'm dead, I'm not going to be counted. So Hashem said, no, not only now, but every year you're going to lift them. Ki tisas rosh b'nei Yisrael, you're going to lift their heads. It doesn't say sa, you lifted, it says tisa. This is a haftacha for the future. In other words, the shem tzibur of Klal Yisrael is found in Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the inyan of the one woman who gave birth to 600,000. Moshe Rabbeinu was the person through whom the Shem Tzibur was Chal on Klal Yisrael. He's a Yechidi, and they're all Mischaber to him. And he was Choshish that this Koach won't be after him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, there's always going to be a Klal Yisrael through you. There's always going to be, the Klal Yisrael through you is always going to have a Shem Tzibur. And that's why we say in Tfilas Musaf, Moshe Kasafta, Aleinu B'sar Asecha, Aidei Moshe Avdecha. Why dafka here? Are we maskir the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu? That he's the no saint Torah, and that's the neshama parms faseinu. That's the davening in place of the korbanos, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one through whom we can be mischaber to the korbanos tzibur through the neshama parms faseinu. You have to be mitzarif the koach of Moshe Rabbeinu that he should lift our heads, and then through this we're zochet to be mischaber to the korbanos tzibur. The Dore Doros, that's what it means. Kemoshe Kasafta B'sar Asecha Idei Moshe Avdecha. So in Musaf, this carbon sibur, through this, it's dafka, like it's written in your Torah, through Moshe. Because we're Mischaber through the carbon sibur to Moshe Rabbeinu, we get a shamed sibur. A shamed sibur is created with Shishim Ribo. And that's the 600,000, and that's the Madrega of Knesset Yisrael, that nobody can touch us, like it says. And the Gemara and Barachas, if you're Osek B'Torah and Gemilz Chasadim, you daven with the Tzibur, it's as if you redeemed me and my sons from the Umos. And the Maharal says that the place that Klal Yisrael is revealed, their shame Tzibur, That's where 10 people come to daven with the tzibur, and mikoch ha-tzibur, it's like we redeem the Kodesh Baruch Hu mibein ha-umos. And then there's no kitshurug, only if they're mefuzer mefurid. If there's no Torah tzibur, then the chas v'shalom, the umos ha-olam, have shlita on Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, when they were Torah Tzibur, are not begalus, because Kol Be'asara Shechinta Sharia. So the way to be redeemed from galus is when we daven, it says in the Gemara, it says then we daven B'Tzibur. Because that creation of B'Tzibur is Ki'ilu P'dan, U'mispali Matzibur, Ma'ali Yalav, Ki'ilu P'dan, Nani, Lilu B'Nayla B'Ein Umus. That's the way we're redeemed from this galus. We redeem Kaviyachal Hashem from the Galus and ourselves from the Galus, because we made the Shem Tzibur, and the Shem Tzibur is what redeems us from the Galus, and the Goyim have no koach over us. So we still have to understand what's the secret of the Shkalim, that through the Machtzis HaShekel we get this Shem Tzibur. Because it's not like something that's acquired, that's sold and bought with the price of a machzis hashekel. So it says in the Tamei Mitzvahs of the Arizal, the Tamei Mitzvahs machzis hashekel, that every scale has two sides, and achra isn't clear. And the machzis hashekel is ishtakfus ha'achra ha'amitis bein shnei atzdodim shel ha'mishkolis. The machzis hashekel is like what tips the scales, and that's the chibur between the two hays of Shem Havoyah, of the Yud Kei and the Yud, and then there's a hay, and then there's a vav, and then there's a hay. So the hekama, the first hay, and the second hay. So the machzis hashekel is mechaber between these two hays, that they come together. So then Chazal were Megalas, the Mekubalim, that the first hay is called Elyonim, the Sotka, Olam Haba, Nistaris Lashem Elokeinu. And the Vav is the Chelek that Shaykh Lamata. Vehaniglos Lanu Levaneinu Ad Olam. Lasis is called Divrei HaTorah Zos. And that's the true Hachra between Elyonim and Tachtonim. That each of them is pulling to their side. So each side is a steerer to the others. And the midah that's machriya is the midah of das, like we find in Chazal. Shikol das, achreya das, hadas shokeles, hadas mechras. So with the das you have this shikol, this weighing, this deciding. So if you have true das, it's machriya bein atzdadim. When you have this war that the each side is pulling to their side, the Elyonim against the Tachtonim, you have to be over to the Koach HaDas. And we see from here that Mikoach Machzis HaShekel, the Yachid is Mischaber to the Tzibur. Every Yachid gets the mile of being part of the Tzibur. And that's Mikoach of the Shikol Das, that he wants to be Mischaber to the Tzibur. So the machzis hashekel is mechaber the two hays, and that's what wins out for the elyonim, whatever that means. The first hay is called elyonim, besod ka ki b'katzur olamim hanistaros l'shem elokeinu, and the vav is shayich lamata v'haniglos lanu levaneinu. That's the vav. You have the Yud and then the Hey and then the Vav and then the Hey. So the first Yud and the Hey are Elyonim. Ki b'katzur olamim, that's Olam Haba. So that's the Yud and the Hey. And then the Vav and the Hey are the V'haniglos lanu levaneinu ad olam. And then when we give our machzis hashekel, so we're machriya. Did I fully understand what I just said? No. But that's what the mekubalim teach. Do what you want with it. Akopanim, what the yisod that emerges from here is that every yachid who's mischaber to the tzibur now gets the koach hatzibur. We use our shikol hadas. That's the machzis hashekel. So you have the two halves. And then they come together. That's why it's called machzis hashekel. It's only half. So the hey kam and the hey baser are two halves of one whole. So when we give the machzis hashekel and we use our das, so that's machri on the side of Olam Haba. If I'm understanding correctly, but I'm not understanding. That's really what happens when a tzaddik dies. That's the ve'eshbrem le'inechem. And then the koach hatzibur comes together. And then they do the netilasa, the taking away of the Torah, the 600,000. And this kitrug of to be ma'abe, the Yehudim, is b'chol adoros. And the only way to overcome this kitrug is to be maktim shiklenu l'shkalav. And then we redeem HaKadosh Baruch Hu mibein omos. And the person who brought about this chibur was to the tzibur was Rav Shlomo Zalman. He was the one who expressed the koach hatzibur of Klal Yisrael. He was the one who was, he was for everybody. So it's scary, just like we had a Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Medrash says, in all the Doros, was Machaber Klal Yisrael. It's scary when somebody who in this door is really in all different groups, the Yerushalmim, and the Charedim, and the Litvaks, and the Hasidim, and the Dati Lumi, everybody went to Reb Shlomo Zalman with their Shailas. So when such a person dies, it's Mamish Netilasa. Mamash, the losing our koach hatzibur. That was also part of Matan Torah. Shviras haluchos. This is a scary shviras haluchos. The only way to be misgaber on this is to be mischaber to the shkolim, to be mischaber to the tzibur. It says numerous times in Chazal that the Gedolei Ador are called b'shmo shel Moshe. Moshe Shapir Kamris. Gedolei Ador is called like it's called after Moshe. So when a door loses a Moshe, it's very scary. We have to shuv, we do our best to be mischaber. It was the person who's mischaber everybody. So we have to be mischaber to the tzibur. We have to use our shkolim, our shikol hadas, to be mischaber the two hays, to be machri on the side of the elyonim against the tachtonim. Oh, for those interested, you can look in the Yeshua, and then I mention volume 15, page 440, and see more in the, about the Shevach of Rav Shlomo Zalman. We should be zochem Rit Hashem to be mischaber to the Koach HaTzibur, and see be as Goel Tzedek, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.